Hey, Shanna, did you know that you can purchase audiobooks directly from your local bookstore?
Yes. With Libro.fm, you'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company out there. You know the name. But with Libro.fm, you get to search up your local indie bookstore and support them instead.
And if you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. I constantly have a book in my ear because cleaning the house or exercising is so much more fun while reading.
Sign up for Libro.fm and use the code GOODBOOKS to get 2 books instead of 1 for the price of your first month's membership. Good books.
Good books.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Best Book Club podcast. I'm Jen.
And I'm Shanna.
And get ready, because this week we are doing something a little bit different.
Yes, we are here to answer all of the bookish and or personal questions that have been sent to us. So why are we doing this? You might be wondering.
Yes, why?
This is one of our 5 extra days this year.
March has an extra week. So, well, it doesn't have an extra week. It has an extra Wednesday.
It has an extra week to us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to do 5 extra things this year, and this is the first one.
We thought about some leprechaun erotica, but
I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Still a possibility, but not today. Today, we're going to finally answer all those questions that have been just burning in you. Burning a hole in our email.
Oh, yes.
And or Instagram inbox.
In true podcast fashion, I made sure not to read the document pre-recording. So.
So I did because I made it. So I know.
Thank God.
And I'm prepared. Don't worry. I'm prepared.
That's how I live my life, is just hoping Jen is prepared.
You better have some jokes.
Yeah, no pressure.
Okay, well, let's just start with the first and most important question, which comes from our biggest fan, Caroline.
She's been a friend for years. Not totally sure about her name.
Comes from our biggest fan, Caroline. She asked us on Instagram, why are you both such amazing babes?
Well, you know, it's a lot of work, but we make it look easy.
Yes, it is a lot of work.
Unless she means, why are you such big whiny babies? In which case,
I'm just really tired a lot.
It's a lot of work. That's why. The answer is works for both.
Yes. Mostly hard work and dedication, guys. Yeah.
And, you know, recording at 9:19 p.m. when we're supposed to be in bed at 7:20.
Yes. 7:20 at the latest.
Yeah, because 9:19 is late for us.
But thanks, Carolyn. I mean, it's probably got something to do with all of our great friends, too.
Yeah, does. It helps. Yes, thank you, Carolyn.
Kendall sent in, if you had to choose just one book to read forever, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to risk sounding like a cliche of myself. And I'm going to have to say The Song of Achilles.
You know, I agree. I love that stinking book.
I love it.
It's always good.
Yeah, it's always good. Every time I pick it up, it's great. And I feel like every time I read it, I could get something new from it. We've got, you know, love and war and mythology and like beautiful writing. And I think it might just actually be my number one favorite book. Like I joke about it all the time, but I think it might actually be the one if I had to choose.
It's absolutely excellent. Yes, I think answering the question properly, I would agree. The Song of Achilles. I'm tempted to choose a giant series.
Yes.
Because then I would get something to read all the time and it would just take all the time. But no, proper single book, Song of Achilles.
Yeah, I even thought of trying to think of like a big honker because I feel like more book would be better. But I don't know. No, it's too good. Jess on Facebook commented, I'm about to have my first child. You both have kids. Are there any children's books that you can recommend?
Ooh, okay. My favorite ones to read with my babes are by Ben Hatke. He does these picture books and they're beautiful. He does the art in them. I think he does the art in them. I'm 99% sure he does the art. And the first one is called Nobody Likes a Goblin by Ben Hatke. And it's so cute because I adore goblins, but it's got like a D&D theme-ish to it. And it's about this little goblin and his best friend Skeleton, and these adventurers come and kidnap Skeleton. It's adorable. The art is beautiful. And then he has all of these other ones in the same art style and the same like size, so they all look really nice on the shelf together. That are these Julia's House. There's Julia's House for Lost Creatures, Julia's House Returns, and another Julia's House one. Anyways, they are also very cute. They are about this girl and her house walks away, and monsters come and live in it. It's adorable. The art is beautiful. The kids love it. Yeah, recommend them.
Very nice. I like it. I read a lot of Peppa Pig books right now.
That sounds awful.
So many Peppa Pigs and lots of alphabet books because Kelly's really into, what did she say? CD, like ABCD. So I have to read those a lot. But there are a few that I really like reading, though. One that we read a lot is called Love Makes a Family by Sophie Beer. It is just this really cute, colorful book about all these different types of families, and it's a nice one. It's not as fun as what you just described.
Well, I mean.
But the other one I thought of was, it's called I Am, Affirmations for Resilience by Bella Barbosa and Adele Rodriguez. So it kind of just goes through like different feelings that you have and what to do when you feel them, different kind of little affirmations that the kids can say, like, I am important, you know.
So your children are going to be emotionally balanced and mine are going to be able to wield swords.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, this is not surprising. But yeah, I mean, really, I read a lot of Peppa Pig, so.
I like, we have these board books that are Pookie, which is like a little pig.
Oh, yes.
He's pretty cute. The kids quite like Pookie. I think Sandra Boynton does those ones.
Oh, I like those. I really like rhyming books.
Yeah, they're like, very rhymey.
If anything rhymes, I like it. So that's where I'm at.
Just mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is from Emily in Vancouver. I love your podcast. Thank you. But wondering if there are any others that you can recommend, bookish or not. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I listen to lots of podcasts.
Because I've just been pregnant, the only thing that I listened to for the last like almost whole year was The Birth Hour, which is fantastic. And I highly recommend it to anyone who is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant in the future. Just goes through. It's just like women coming on and telling their birth story. And it's really, really good. Otherwise, I tend to listen to mostly bookish ones. So a few that I like are the One Page More podcast, which is kind of a similar format to ours. They just discuss different books every 2 weeks, I think. And also, I listen to Reading Glasses a lot, which is great for book recs and bookish topics. Definitely recommend that one. What about you, Shanna?
I have not listened to Reading Glasses in so long, but I do like it. I was also pregnant. But instead of listening to pregnancy podcasts, I just couldn't listen to any true crime podcasts. So I have like 2 years worth of backlog. I have been listening to a lot of Last Podcast on the Left. That's pretty much just been my jam lately. But if I need something that's lighter, I listen to Hello, John, Hank and John. What the hell is my podcast called?
I couldn't remember it the other day either.
Dear Hank and John. And that's the Green Brothers from YouTube. And they're just brothers being silly, goofy brothers answering questions from nerdfighters.
Yeah.
And it's just so over-the-top ridiculous that, yeah, it makes me happy.
Yeah, it's quite ridiculous. It's hilarious. Sometimes a little too ridiculous for me, but that's just me.
I guess I do have a too ridiculous level.
Do you?
It's much higher. The threshold is much, much higher than Jen's.
I have not seen it.
I mean, We haven't hit it yet, but I'm sure it must exist.
It has to.
But as for reading podcasts, yeah, I agree. Reading Glasses is great. I love these podcasts so much. I can't even remember what they're called.
You like that, what you're reading or?
Yes. What Should I Read Next?
Yes.
By Anne Bogle. And she has a very calming voice.
It's too calm for me.
Oh, she's very calm. She is like meditating, bookish meditation.
Yeah, so then I'm just asleep instead of getting my book recs.
Yeah, she's great. Book Riot is also really good. I quite enjoy them. They're good for new releases and like hot off the presses book news. Yeah, those are my recommendations.
Alexi from England emailed, "Hi guys, with every new..."
Were you just afraid to try and say
Hertfordshire? It's where Sam's from. It's where Sam's from, so I didn't want him to start yelling in the background because I wasn't expecting him to be in here.
Gotcha.
"Hi guys, with everything going on in the world lately, I've been finding it really hard to read. I throw out every book I try after a chapter or two. How do you get out of a reading slump?"
Oh, sometimes slowly and painfully.
Yeah. And yeah, right now is a hard time to be reading. It's too much horrible news to read instead.
Oh, everything sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything sucks.
Yes.
So what I've done is, like, I love to read with intention and things that make my brain work and that have, like, things for me to think about. And then the world flipped upside down. I had a bunch of babies. And now I read whatever makes my brain happy. So right now, what makes my brain happy is being in space. So I just am picking up space books. Like, I noticed, God, probably 5 years ago now, that so many of my books were all by white men. Mm-hmm. Because I read a lot of fantasy. So I made it an intention to read more diversely. And that was great for my reading. And it still is great. Like, I'm way more inclined to pick up other types of authors and just naturally now. But instead of like focusing on like really who wrote the book or any of that, like, I just find what I really need inside of my soul. And what I need is a really good author to tell me about space.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need in my life.
Yeah.
How about you, Jen?
Yeah, this time right now, like, if you're in a reading slump, do not, like, just stay away from literary fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Do not pick up that, you know, new Louise Erdrich book at all. It is not the time for that, okay? Well, like, stay away from it. You need genre fiction. Whatever genre you are into, that is what you're picking up. So you're picking up a thriller or a romance or a horror.
Thrillers get me out of slumps so good.
Like a real, like, commercial mainstream thriller, like a good old Lisa Jewell or something. Just,
yeah, erase everything I said. Pick up a thriller.
It'll get you out. Whatever is going to knock your socks off. Whatever that may be, just do it and don't feel guilty about it. Reading.
No guilt.
Diverse authors and diverse issues and smart
no
stuff.
Issues.
It's, if you're in a slump, you can't have issues except for killing.
Yes.
Or loving or being in space.
Though these are the things that matter.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what are great? Hobbits.
No, okay. Well, that would put me into a slump.
Okay, well, I mean more just creatures. Creatures that don't live for real. Because you know what their problems? Not my problems. They don't even exist.
But if goblins knock your socks off, or goblins, or hobbits, go for it.
Did you see on, I like to call it our Kindle, because we share all of our books. Oh, maybe that's illegal. Shh.
Yeah, don't tell Amazon.
Yes, don't tell. There's this book I've had on my shelf for years. And it's supposed to be great. It's called The Goblin Emperor, I think. Something like that. And It was on Kindle sale for like $2 the other day. So now I've got it on my Kindle. So now I might actually read it. And dude, I'm so excited about it.
Is it a goblin in space?
No, it's just a goblin. It's just a goblin. And I think that his like family gets killed and he becomes the Goblin King. And yeah, I don't know. I don't really know, but I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. Well, congratulations. I'm very excited for you.
Yes, you should be.
But yes, everyone, you've heard it from us. You know, this is what you do. Read a goblin book.
Okay. Camden Reads from Instagram asks, obviously you love reading, but what other hobbies do you enjoy?
Well, cooking, cleaning, no. Running the house, raising kids. No, those aren't hobbies.
Those are not hobbies. Oh.
Okay. Well, this podcast is a huge hobby that takes up a lot of my non-reading hobby time.
Yeah, it is true. I like editing. The podcast, not going to lie, it's one of my more boring edits. I like, I mean, it's good. It's fun. But I like to do video editing. So sometimes, like lately, I don't have the brain power to do YouTube videos and like full-on videos. But I've started doing just some little stop-motion things with Lego. And that's been fun because it, you know, doesn't take too much time. And it's a creative thing I can do. And I still get to do some editing together. But it's not as, you know, labor intensive as some other stuff. So, yeah, just making stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, I like to write when I get the chance. And, I mean, I used to work out. I used to lift weights and run. That was fun. Miss that.
Yeah. Well, now that we don't have big giant babies in us, maybe we can go back to something like that.
We can try.
Yeah, I love yoga, but I haven't done it in years because, like, you know, there's always shapes.
Yeah.
Specifically circles.
Yeah.
We should post a picture of just how circular I get. Like, I'm like a perfect circle when I'm pregnant. It's goofy.
Yeah. Yeah, the big old pregnant belly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I just look like I have a bowling ball hanging out of my shirt.
She carries a little low.
It's dragging on the ground behind me.
Just right above the knees. Whereas I'm like, it looks like I've got a giant Adam's apple, my baby.
So bad that like customers don't even know I'm pregnant because my belly's below the counter at the coffee shop. It's ridiculous. Okay, so Chris Boo's Books asked on Instagram, how do you find time to read all these books? Do you reread books? And if so, which book have you read the most times?
Audio.
So much audio.
Audio has saved my life since I became a mom because I have to clean my house all day, every day.
Constantly.
And I also have to pay attention to my children. It's part of the deal. So I can, while they're occupied, which is sometimes, I can be cleaning and listening to something, and then I just got to pause it, listen to whatever they're going to babble at me, help them, usually wiping their butts, and then I can listen to a book again.
Mm-hmm.
I also read at work with audio. Sitting down with a book, it just isn't happening anymore.
Hardly at all.
My children want to put their faces on the books. Yeah. And I cannot read through their faces. But yeah, audio. Audio is the secret.
Yeah. We both have jobs and lives that allow us to have headphones in. So that's helpful. I definitely listen to my books in like 1 minute increments. Like listen, pause, yes. Okay. Listen one more minute. Like it's a little bit ridiculous, but it helps me get books in. Helps me to get the story into my brain.
Yeah, and I've also been reading audio for so long that I can tell which books that will work for and which ones it will not. It took a while to get used to, especially fiction on audio. For the longest time, I would only read nonfiction because I don't know why that was easier, but it was. But now I'm an old pro. I don't really reread.
No. I just started rereading in the last few years, and I've actually been really enjoying it. It's just nice. Like, that's also another way that I get out of a slump sometimes, is to reread like a really good book that I love, like The Song of Achilles. Like, I was just kind of in a bit of a slump for a little while, and I just put Achilles into my ears for like a couple chapters, and then I was like, okay, now I can move on to something else. Yes. So that was good.
I have reread Achilles, and I would reread that one again. I do reread a little bit, but not super often. But if I am going to reread something, it's going to be something that I really, really love. Which book have I read the most times? Yeah. Is The Hobbit, hands down.
How many times do you think?
Oh, probably a dozen.
My God.
I used to read it every year.
That's a lot of times.
Yeah. So it's, yep, many times.
Okay. Well, the book that I have read the most times is called Morning Glory, and it's by Laverl Spencer.
Oh, that old classic.
Laverl Spencer is just this old romance writer. Like, I think I read that she retired from writing in like the 90s, so it's been a long time since she's written anything. But I don't know. I just read this book by her when I was, this was like so, so long ago, like 15 years ago. I read this book. What's it called? And
Morning Glory?
Morning Glory, yeah. And it's about this ex-con named Will who comes across an ad posted on a bulletin board by a woman looking for a husband. The woman is named Ellie, and she's a widow, and she has kids, and she's pregnant, and she needs help with her life. So obviously they fall in love, sweet, sweet love. And it's just so, it was so nice and sweet. And I can't remember it very well because it's been like 10 years since I read it. But I think I'm going to reread it this year to see if it still holds up.
Oh, you should. Yeah, maybe. Oh, we should both read it. We should do this one for our next extra.
Oh, we should. It was so nice. Like, I used to read it. Like, there's been times where I read it and then I would just flip back to the beginning and read it again. I just loved it so much. But I wasn't like a huge reader. Like, I was kind of out of reading at that time. So it was kind of like the only book that I was really into. But it has like, I have an old, just like mass market paperback copy that has like its own special like cloth cover that I bought from some craft fair. And it's all like stained and old, and like the bookmark is like disintegrated. It's so ridiculous.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So
I think actually for both of us, we might have read Rebecca more times than
we did read that. Quite a lot.
I've read it lots of times now.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So it's okay.
I recommend reading Rebecca like twice.
Yeah.
Twice and in different years.
Not like back to back or anything.
Yeah. And then don't watch two movies. You will get Rebecca'd out.
And then record 18 podcast episodes. Yes. So much Rebecca.
I do love Rebecca, though.
Yeah. It's okay.
Windmills and Shadows on Instagram asks, are you in the UK or the US?
Neither.
Neither.
We are in Canada.
We are in British Columbia, Canada.
That's it.
That's it. The that's answer. All. Yep. That's pretty good here. Yeah, it's all right. That's, I mean, that's, comparatively that's good. To yeah. everywhere in the world, I don't know. Yeah. I think we might just be as screwed as everyone else.
Well, I mean, we can't complain at this point in time.
No, no. I can walk around without a mask on.
Yep. Without being killed, too. That's helpful.
That is nice. That is one of my favorite parts.
Of Canada, yes.
Of living here, yes.
Yeah. And finally, Bex asks, which book is the most out of place on your shelf? Hmm. Well, I just described mine, the old lady mass market paperback in its own little cloth book holder with the disintegrated paper.
You know what? I'm going to go grab the one that just came to my mind. I have not had a chance to pre-think about these, but this is the one that jumps to mind. One sec.
Okay.
Okay. So many years ago, I was at Costco. Like, I think I lived in Alberta, so this is forever ago. And this lady grabbed this book She said, "This is the best book I've ever read."
And I was like, "Oh yeah?
I guess I better get it."
I did. I've never read it. But I have also never gotten rid of it because a little old woman told me that this was the best book she has ever read. And I want to know if it's good, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Okay, you're going to have to tell everyone. Oh,
they can't see it, can they?
They can't see it.
No. So it's called The Prodigal Daughter, and it's by Jeffrey Archer, who is apparently one of the top 10 storytellers in the world, says the Los Angeles Times.
That I've never heard of in my life.
No. It was $5.99, you can tell, because it's in a big circle here. The Washington Post called it a page-turner. Oh, Larry King says there isn't a better storyteller alive. Like, literally, I've got no idea what this book is about.
Okay, so we have two books now for our extra episodes.
Yes! Yeah, oh my God, can we please finally read this book?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. Those ones are going to be so good.
It'll either tear apart my favorite book, or it'll tear apart that nice old lady's favorite book.
They're probably both great. So, but no, she had so much passion in, like, so since I was a bookseller, like, I understand how much you have to love a book to put it in somebody else's hands.
Yeah, you have to be pretty confident.
So I'm like, oh, she's serious about this. Yeah. Yeah. And I have put books in people's hands. The Song of Achilles, I mean, if I was still selling books,
it'd be in everyone's head.
I would just be handing it to people
as they walk in the door.
Yeah, right? Just be handing out copy. So yeah, I feel like just this random book I've never read, but like it even looks wrong.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't look like something I'd ever read.
No, you'd be like, oh, look, there's Shanna's favorite book by Jeffrey Archer, The Prodigal Daughter. It's, yeah.
Well, it's your year because we're going to find out.
Oh, we're going to find out. Oh, I'm so excited about it. Yeah, that's it. That's that.
That's all your questions, guys.
Thank you so much for sending them in. This was fun.
So we got a big announcement. We are on TikTok. Woohoo! Yeah, I'm not going to go so far as to say that we figured it out, but we are there and you should head over there and follow us. We are, of course, best_book club.
Yep.
Yep.
And just a reminder about book club, we are reading The Sentence by Louise Erdrich, which I'm thinking must be a really heavy.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Can you tell I haven't read it yet? And the discussion is going to start on Instagram and Facebook next week on March 23rd. So if you haven't already, head over there and give us a follow so you don't miss it. Or if you don't do social media, that is okay. You can go ahead and send us an email and let us know what you thought of the book.
Also, if you're interested in bonus content from us, head over to patreon.com/bestbookclub. And for just $3 a month, you will gain access to our bonus content. We are going to be working on an episode all about our bookish confessions, and it was a lot of fun. So you are going to want to hear it. Signing up also gets you early access to our episodes. So if you just can't wait until Wednesday every week, this feature is for you. Very impatient listeners that we appreciate very much.
Thank you so much to anyone who heads over there to support us. Each dollar helps us to grow the podcast and keep doing what we're doing.
Also, if you want to support us without spending a dollar, we totally understand, and there are ways to do this for free. You can give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and now TikTok, or just share this podcast with your friends. It all means the world to us and really actually helps us out. We aren't just saying it.
No, then people can see it and then they know about it.
Yep.
Telling you guys, it helps a lot. But yeah, that's all we have for you today. You can find us at best_bookclub on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, or even just send us an email at best_bookclub@outlook.com. We always look forward to hearing from you guys.
Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
You'd think after a year we'd have that timing better.